Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to John chapter 3, the first 8 verses. There was a man from the Pharisee sect, Nicodemus, a prominent leader among the Jews. And late one night he visited Jesus and said, "Rabbi, we all know you're a teacher, straight from God. No one could do all the God-pointing, God-revealing acts you do if God weren't in on it." Jesus said, "You're absolutely right. Take it from me. Unless a person is born from above, it is not possible to see what I'm pointing to God's kingdom." "How can anyone," said Nicodemus, "be born who has already been born and grown up? You can't re-enter your mother's womb and be born again. What are you saying with this born from above talk?" Jesus said, "You're not listening. Let me say it again. Unless a person submits to this original creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible moving the visible, a baptism into a new life, it's not possible to enter God's kingdom." When you look at a baby, it's just that, a body you can look at and touch. But the person who takes shape within is formed by something you can't see and touch, the Spirit, and becomes a living spirit. So don't be so surprised when I tell you that you have to be born from above, out of this world, so to speak. You know well enough how the wind blows this way and that. You hear it rustling through the trees, but you have no idea where it comes from or where it's headed next. That's the way it is with everyone born from above by the wind of God, the Spirit of God. Here ends our scripture reading. May we all sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this very morning. You know, come to think of it, John 3 is an amazing biblical passage. Reading the English Bible for so many years, I've forgotten many of the Afrikaans translation, of the Dutch translation. But I promise you, John 3 is one that I could still recite without a manuscript in all three of the languages. It is so vital. It is so close to our Christian faith. It is so much to build upon. It's an amazing passage. Can you imagine this scene for a moment? It was midnight, and a respected, well-educated rabbi of old slipped through the shadows for a secret midnight discussion with Jesus. Now, this rabbi knew just about everything that is to be known about religion. Only one problem. All his religion was in his head, but not in his heart. And he felt guilty about it. He knew it. You see, even 2,000 years ago, there were people like you and me who truly desired to experience an authentic relationship with God. Nicodemus, like many of us, wrestled with the very same questions. It was the night, that night, unique in history, when Jesus explained and gave an answer that would become a cornerstone of the Christian faith through the ages. Jesus said, "When you look at a baby, it's just that, a body you can look at and touch, but the person who takes shape within is formed by something that you cannot see and you cannot touch, the Spirit, and becomes therefore a living Spirit. Now, this biblical truth is often, very often, misunderstood in all Christianity. It's often distorted and interpreted in ways that simply does not connect with the real meaning of this passage. It's often proclaimed in many confusing ways. People are even threatened with it. They are even promised eternal damnation with it. So let us understand, this is a very important passage, I believe, coming from the heart of God through the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, once there was a small jazz club in New Orleans, and in the corner of that jazz club stood an old piano, and that piano was in a deplorable condition. So all of the visiting jazz artists complained about this antiquated instrument. The piano players dreaded playing on it, and the vocalists dreaded singing with it. And so they were complaining like anything. And finally, after years of listening to these jazz musicians complain and complain about his old piano, the owner of the club finally did something about it. He was sick of all the complaints. You know what he did? He had the old piano painted. Now many people are like that club owner. They realize that their lives are in a sad, broken and unhappy condition without spiritual power and faith. They know that. So they attempt a superficial, shallow makeover on the surface. In other words, they paint the piano, but nothing in the piano ever changes. Sadly for them, nothing really changes. This is very important. This is something to understand. Being a Christian, having faith in God, following Jesus, is not and should never be like a fresh coat of exterior paint hiding an unhappy existence and deteriorating quality of life. Nicodemus, the rabbi that went to Jesus in the middle of the night, he indeed knew all the laws of the Hebrew Testament. And he was a good man. He lived his life within the letter of that law. Great guy. Solid citizen. And any community would be proud to call him their own. His life was all about being correct with religious rules and regulations. And he did that with all his heart until there came a day in his life that he sensed the futility of it all, and he turned to the rabbi of Nazareth. If you are searching for a sincere and a real connection with God in and through Jesus Christ, painting the piano will no longer work. The moment may have come to change deep, very deep inside. Church history reveals that there are many who have filled important positions within churches of all ages who sadly never understood this basic Christian message. There are so many Christians who never allow the message of Jesus Christ to really penetrate their lives. Heartbreaking when church people living so close to living water, never get around to actually drinking it. Have you ever felt like that? A feeling that all this organized religion, different forms, we see it everywhere, does not really bring satisfaction. Have you ever sat in an audience in church and say, yeah, it's all good and nice and pretty and love the music, this is good, that's great, but that's not it. I need more. I want more than just that. In other words, have you ever longed to have a midnight visit with Jesus so that you might hear the secret of true life, of what true life is all about? Because you see, faith is simply not something that you can borrow. Something you cannot say, my grandparents had that, so I must have it as well. Faith, to be genuine, has to be your very own, not credited to anything or anyone else. There are far too many second-hand Christians. They have, or they feel they have, inherited their Christianity from their families. They borrowed it from their friends. Some of them married it, taken it over like the cut of their clothes from the fashion of their group. Faith is not something we can borrow from another person. For faith to be genuine, it must always, always be our own. Many of us love that 5-star movie, Dances with Wolves. And you will recall that there is a scene showing the senseless slaughter of a large herd of buffalo by hunters coming from far. And then the character played by Kevin Costner stares in disgust over the piles of dead meat that they left to rot on the prairie. You see, the so-called hunters took only the skins to sell for profit and left a sad and a stinking scene behind. And that experience brings so much resentment in his heart that he came to a moment in his life that he rejects his old self. He even rejected his old culture in favor of the insights, the lifestyles, and the culture of the tribe's people whom he befriended. And then there is the moving scene where he trades his soldier's uniform for the noble clothing of the tribe who took him in and cared for him after he was wounded. And thus he adopted their culture and their habits. Well, it's only a story, but there is some truth if we understand it from the inside out. And Jesus lived, he demonstrated, and he taught the principles that governs God's kingdom. Do not try to paint the old piano. Search, keep searching, and discover God's presence in your life. When you and I stop, listen, and follow, powerful inner change takes place from deep within us. And I know there are people in church this morning who said, oh, well, you did not know me when I was young. I'm still ashamed when I think back in those days, what I did, what I believed, how I was. But something happened. along the way, I got to look in the bright blue eyes of Jesus of Nazareth. And since then, my life has never been the same again. In a profound spiritual way, we learn how to discard the old uniform, the culture of selfishness, and how to reach for new spiritual clothing, which is a radical change in our old way of thinking and doing. Some of us must hear the message loud and clear. Would you please stop painting the piano? Go inside. Rebirth is a process of inner change in the company of Jesus. Believe. Reach out. Accept the truth. And if you find that it's needed, please begin your life over again. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. O Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen.